Today is the 20th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So we are partway through the week. The weekend is slowly approaching, I'm just looking at my diary thinking to myself, what have I got on this weekend? And it's not that busy, so I get to spend it with my family this weekend. Thank the Lord. I love it when I'm able to spend time with my family. Also, this week has also been slightly weird for me because God has really been teaching me a few things and showing me a few things, and I'm just in conversation with Him about a few things. And so my mind has been slightly all over the place. But we serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. And with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Ephesians 5, 25 to 26. And it says this: Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy. As a holy Father, help our families to be full of love, and may this begin with me today in my family. This we pray in your precious name. And so, if you're anything like me, this week has kind of been slightly weird, and so these sessions have been exactly what I've needed. Even though I record them, and even though I publish them and put them up, I still go back and I listen to them, because one thing that Heart of Worship has done for me, it's made me accountable, and it's made me deepen my relationship with God through worship. And so I want you to use this tool as your guide to help you strengthen your relationship with your God. And so wherever you are right now, wherever you are right now, I want you to begin to ask God to help you to love Him the way that He loves you, and help Him to see, and help Him make you see you the way He sees you, if that makes sense. That's what I've been dealing with this week. And so in this moment of worship, however God sees you, I want Him to reveal that to you today. I want Him to reveal that to you over the next month. I want Him to reveal that to you in your heart and in your dreams. I want Him to whisper His desire for your life. Family, just begin to reflect on Him. Reflect on how great He is. Reflect on how kind He is. Just begin to lift
all I want is you, Lord. All I want is you. you, God. Everything I need is in you, Lord. I don't need anything else but you. I don't want anything else but you. 'Cause all I need is you. All I want is you. Wherever you are, will you lift your voice and tell him how much you need him right now? Oh, yeah.
Bible says in Psalms 104:33, it says, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. As long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. While I have breath in my body, while I'm still alive today, I will sing unto the Lord. Will you sing unto your God this morning, this afternoon, this evening, at whatever time you're listening to this? Just begin to sing unto God. Just begin to sing unto God. May our meditation be sweet to him. We will be glad in the Lord. May our meditation be sweet to him. We will be glad in the Lord. I just want you to meditate on him right now. Meditate on him right now. And then ask him to fill you up. Fill you up with his glory. Fill you up with his power. Fill you up with his love. Fill you up with his spirit. Fill you up with his kindness. Fill you up with his faithfulness. Yeah. Yeah.
Father, I come before you now. Ask you to fill me with your power. Fill me with your grace. Fill me with your anointing, oh God. Fill
I say this quite a bit, and I want you to believe that this is you and God time. There is nothing right now that is more important than you and God and connecting yourselves together. God is looking to have a relationship with us. He is looking to bond with us. And this is our moment to do so. This is our moment to build our relationship. This is our moment to bond with our Heavenly Father. Just go ahead. You're not going to hear my voice for a little while, but just go ahead and just bond with your Father.
Teach me how to get out of your way so they can see you, oh Lord. I want you to glorify your holy name. Yeah. Is you, Lord, glorify your name.
Psalm 150 verse 1-6 says, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty firmament, praise him for his mighty acts, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of trumpet, praise him with the lute and harp, praise him with the tambourine and dance, praise him with string instruments and flutes, praise him with a loud cymbals, praise him with high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If there is breath in your body right now, go ahead and give him praise.
Give him praise.
And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare God's incredible blessings over my life. I will see an explosion of God's goodness, a sudden widespread increase. I will experience the surpassing greatness of God's favor. It will elevate me to a level higher than I ever dreamed of. Explosive blessings are coming my way. This is my declaration. Help us never to forget that the safest place in a fallen world is to remain in the center of your will. No matter where we are, who we are with, or what circumstances may seem to be looming on the horizon, we pray that we may stay in the center of your perfect will each day of our lives, and that we walk worthy of our calling and live in a way that is pleasing to you. May we learn to walk by faith each moment of the day and not be swayed by sight or feelings or emotions. And may we learn to trust your word more and more with each passing day, knowing that without faith it is impossible to please you. For it is our heart's desire that in all we do and say, we may be pleasing in your sight. Father, help us not only to do what is good and acceptable in your eyes, but help us to speak and think right. May we live in a right relationship with you, walk humbly before you all the days of our lives. And we pray that we may develop an attitude of grateful praise and thanksgiving. Help us to water all that we say and do with prayer. And may our actions and attitude be rooted in your love and surrounded by your grace. O Lord, we pray that the words of our mouth be pleasing and acceptable to you, and that our conversation be always full of grace and seasoned with salt. And grant us wisdom, we pray, to know how best to answer everyone with whom we come in contact with today, with love, but with compassion also. This we ask in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So you will notice that we have gone back to the top of our declaration, which means we came to the end of our 31-day declaration with Joel Osteen. And it was kind of led in my heart to redo it again. I believe that sometimes when we do something once, it doesn't quite stick. But if we do it more than once, our hearts begin to believe it, our minds begin to believe it. So we're going to do that declaration, a 31-day declaration by Joel Osteen. We're going to do it one more time, and then after that we'll head over to a new set of declarations. But I want you to really enjoy these declarations. I really want you to pronounce and speak these declarations over your life. It is going to enhance you in more ways than you think. And so I pray that you are blessed by this. So with all that said, I will see you tomorrow. And until tomorrow, family, my prayer for you is this. May flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.